So the hubris of Xerxes and the freedom of the Greeks. And this theme was made even more elaborate in the great history of Herodotus. For this struggle against the Persians, this birth of the idea of freedom, gave birth also to the first true work of history, this great epic by Herodotus describing the war against the Persians. Herodotus was not an Athenian. He had fled from Asia Minor. But he recited his great work to an Athenian audience. And they were so pleased with it that they gave him, as a reward, 10 talents. I told you 1 talent will build a warship. Enough to make him wealthy for the rest of his life. And he certainly sang the praises of Athens. He spoke of the love of freedom, which the Greeks held more than any threat. They would fight and die as free men. And he described the hubris of the Persian king, the lashings of the waters. But he read his history at Athens in 444 B.C., a generation after the war had ended. And by that time, Athens itself had become master of a great new empire. A bold democracy based upon the idea of equality, an imperial idea of ruling over large numbers of Greek city-states, spawning a tremendous intellectual creativity. And to that audience, Herodotus gave the warning, "Do not go the way of the Persians." History as we know it was born as a moral instruction. You study history to learn from the lessons of the past. And Athens must avoid that hubris that had destroyed every great nation before it. Our course focuses, in our first set of lectures, upon the Athenian democracy. For the Athenian democracy sets the foundation for the whole concept of liberty. In our course, we will focus upon the ideas and institutions of liberty, seeing them first in the Athenian democracy, Rome of the Republic, and looking at the great contribution made by Christianity to our conceptions of freedom. We will see how these ideas and institutions were put into actuality by great men and great events. Because this course insists that history is not made by anonymous social and economic forces. It is made by ideas, by great men and women, and by great events. That is what makes and shapes history. Secondly, we will focus upon the resonance of these ideas through history, how we learn from the experience of the past. For the founders of the United States, history was the most useful single discipline. Not that commerce and business and these things weren't very important, but for every citizen, history was important. For it was history that guided men and women in the awesome responsibilities of self-government. To learn from the past. And for them, no past was more instructive than the republics of Greece and the grandeur of Rome. The lessons of Athens and Rome resonated right on down through history. We'll see how they influenced Christianity, and we will see how Christianity, in turn, sparked a whole new age in freedom. The second part of our course, we turn to the modern age. The age of the Renaissance and Reformation, of Machiavelli, and of that other great figure, Martin Luther. We see how the idea of divine right of kings all but displaced the concept so important to the Athenians that government must rest upon the consent of the governed. And then we'll look at the history of the United States, which I believe is the great model for liberty. The American Revolution, the Declaration of Independence, with its proclamation that all men are created equal, and then a constitution that set about institutionalizing ordered liberty. And we'll trace through to the 19th and 20th century two great opposing concepts. The liberal tradition of the Athenian democracy, of Abraham Lincoln, of Winston Churchill, of freedom under the law, of economic opportunity, of a free market economy, of equality. And face it against the great challenge of the illiberal tradition. A notion that we already find rooted in the Athenian democracy. That might makes right. That the gods care nothing if they exist at all. And that it is the natural character and even right to rule over others. It led to massacres in the time of the Athenian democracy, of innocent civilians, and to the Holocaust in our past century. It is a great and profound theme that we will examine, a theme of the utmost importance to Americans, and one which now seems to have issued in a whole new age. And a book has recently appeared called The Triumph of Liberty. But Europeans also thought that at the beginning of the 20th century too. And instead, it was that century which saw the greatest of challenges to the concept of freedom. So as we pass through the age of Hitler and Churchill, through Franklin Delano Roosevelt and figures like Ronald Reagan, John Kennedy, we'll end our course, our final lecture, with the question, is it the triumph of liberty? And where will we go? And I look forward to making that journey with you. Okay.